So we're in the tour, really.
Yes.
The tour is quoting from a Mishnah on Daf.
Oh, we're Aleph.
Yud Aleph. Kuf Mem Tes Aleph. The Mishnah. The tour is quoting from a Mishnah that appears in Maseches Avodah Zarah on Daf Yud Aleph, and there it seems to discuss something which, at least at first glance, and maybe even at second and third glance, becomes extremely restrictive. It says Ir Sheishba Avodah Zarah, that you have a city that has Avodah Zarah. Asur Leilich Sham, you're not allowed to go there. So, our city, Philadelphia, has a Avodah Zarah. Even Lower Merion has a Avodah Zarah. Even Haverford Road has a Avodah Zarah, right up the block. So, we'll have to see how that works. But, Ir Sheishba Avodah Zarah, Asur Leilich Sham, Im Haderech Miyucha La'osa Ha'ir, Levad. If that road is going specifically to that city, Kagon, She'in Haderech Kavusha Mikan L'Sham, Elo Osa Ir. Like, for example, the road only goes from here to there. It doesn't goes from here to there and only to that city. It doesn't go past that city. What's the assumption? The assumption is that anybody on that road is going to do that action. But if you go from that city to someplace else, so then it becomes more permissible. Okay. Upeirish Rashi, the time of Mishum Chashada, the reason is because we're Choshesh, a person is going into that city. Now, they add in, I'm not sure it's here in the tour, it's not explicit in the tour, but the comments is Avodah Zarah on a day of their Avodah Zarah celebration. Right? So it's not necessarily always, but, as we pointed out, every Sunday is a yontif, is a celebration for them. So it doesn't, it's not that helpful, but it's a little helpful. Fine. So Peirush Rashi, the time mishum chashada sheyichshaduhu shaholich sham lavor avod avodah zarah. That the reason is because we're concerned that that people are going to watch them and they're going to think that they're going to do avodah zarah. Umishum hachi ka'amar biyushalmi, and therefore because of this, it says in the Yushalmi shlo asu el bechsanai. Ben Ir Mutter. So Yushalmi comments that who's prohibited in doing this? Well, we're going to prohibit a guest from doing it. If somebody does not have official Philadelphian papers, so then he's going to be in trouble. But if he actually lives here, if he can show, you know, like when they put up signs for the construction, which seems to be every other week on my block, local residents only. So that's would be permissible according to this Yushalmi. Right, Shiyari Mutter, Shekin Derech Shiyara, Leilach Mikomak. So everybody knows where he's going. Kasav Aduni Avi Arash.
Sure.
Oh, sorry. Caravan is Mutter because that's because the caravans go to all these places. Okay. So Kasav Avi Arash. So the Torah quotes from the Rush. Yisha Kasvushim Yehudim Darim Beir Mutter. That if it's known that there are Jews living in that city, it's permissible. Right? The Talina Dil Daver.
Living in a place where the Avodah Zarah.
So why are they living there in the first place? How'd they get there, right? If it's going to be prohibited. But the rush at least starts like this, saying, well, this is pretty restrictive. We see Jews often do travel on Sundays. So how is that okay? So he says, well, if there are Jews living there, it's mutter. Why? The talinan deladaber im hayehudim holosham. That people will say, oh, why is he walking there? He's probably not going to the church. He's probably going to see, Itzala, his chaver. Right? Umitoche Yerushalmi in a mashbekim. But it doesn't sound like that from the Yerushalmi. Delo shari el beven ir. If that was an exception, the Yerushalmi would have listed that as an exception. What's the only exception that the Yerushalmi prints? The Yerushalmi only says if you yourself live there. Shayachus lir v'holich lebeisawad kanet. You're outside the city going to your own house. That's all he says. So the Rush suggests this leniency and then kind of backs off from the leniency. He says, I don't know if you could really commit to that. Chosav HaRashba, the Rashba is even more restrictive. He says, "Mishum hach taima de chashada afil Yisrael hadar biir sheyesh b'avodah zarah." For this reason, even if a Jew lives in the city where there is a avodah zarah, aser leilech lirachov shavodah zarah sham. You're not allowed to walk on the street where the avodah zarah is.
Are we only talking about streets here that are going to be local streets? Because at the beginning of this, he gave this whole thing about the street goes through.
I didn't say there is a street. The street that you go, if you are driving, so if you're driving down Lancaster Avenue,
yeah.
Right, so that goes straight through, or a city goes straight through.
Yeah.
So okay, that's permissible because just as you could take New York from New York to city on Route 1, you can continue all the way down to Florida on Route 1. So that might be okay. But to go on a more private road, so that could be questionable. Right. So the Rashba seems to even be questioning that. So the Rush permitted, however, anyway, if you happen to live on City Avenues, then you're allowed to go there. The Rashba then says, who says that that's okay. It sounds like even that should be a problem. Unless you can make a case that that goes elsewhere. The near Kaholich Sham Kedel Ovda, because it looks like you're going there to worship. And certainly to enter the courtyard of the church or the base of Avodah Zarah, that certainly should be a problem. And even if you, it's clear you only want to talk to one of them, that is going to be a problem. The Efshar, the Filu al Iske Rabim, the Filu al Pikuach Nefesh Aser. Says the, this is a direct quote from the Rashba, not only is it prohibited to do, but even if you are representing a large amount of people, you have to go talk to the priest on behalf of all of the Jews, or a lot, a significant amount of people, and even if it's bikuach nefesh, even if people's lives are in danger, it's a problem. Why? Kedamrinan gabe mayan hamoshech mayim lifnei avodah zarah shelo yishte afilu I mais. Even if you're going to die, ilo shasi adkan. If you don't drink from it, what is the Rash? Where did the Rashba get this from? So if one looks at daf yud beis in Maseches Avodah Zarah, so it actually he's taking about one line from the very top of the yamud, one line from the middle of the yamud, and one line from the very bottom of the yamud. The first line at the top is what we've been learning all along. The top begins talking about not going in front of the church. Then the Gemara gives a few other examples of where one is not supposed to have an appearance of Avodah Zarah. So if you drop a coin in front of an idol, so you should try not to bow towards the idol in order to pick up the coin. So one of the examples there is what about if you have a Mayan coming out of an idol or passing in front of an idol? I get the impression it's like those lion faces that have like that spit out water. So those are officially called gargoyles?
I thought the gargoyles are the little guys up like up on top.
Those kinds of things. So to reach right up to it and drink that water is problematic because it looks like you're kissing that idol. So that is a problem. So the Gemara adds in and says that's a problem. And then the Gemara says, then the Gemara has after that list, so the Gemara then says, well, why do we need all these examples? Why don't we just say one of them? And it says, well, you need this for that reason, you need this for that reason. And the example it gives for the water is, and you need the water case, because I would have thought maybe if it's for a case because the person might die if they don't drink, and I might have thought that might be permissible because you're allowed to do a lot of things if a person might otherwise die. So therefore, it comes to tell us you're not even allowed to do that. So what does that sound like? It sounds like such a thing is a yehorig val yavor, right? That you would. You should die rather than do this. But you're not doing the Avodah Zarah. What are you doing? You're only doing Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah. Right. So one can, it sounds like from this, that even Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah would be considered Avodah Zarah itself. That is a general question within Maris Ayin. That is Maris Ayin a separate prohibition, or is Maris Ayin a derivative of whatever prohibition you're Maris Ayining of? So if it's Maris Ayin that you might violate Shabbos, so do the laws of Shabbos somehow impact Maris Ayin? So that would come up here if it's Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah, where there is Yehorig Vayavar involved, maybe some of the laws of Avodah Zarah would then transfer over to this. So that is suggested by the Rashba. That might even be a problem, even to the point of Yehorig Vayavar. Now, some diffuse that proof a little bit and say that that's not necessarily what it means to that of Afilu Imayis means, because if that was the case, you wouldn't need any of the other examples, right? All the other examples that are mentioned in the Gemara, if you would have to do it even at the threat of death, obviously you wouldn't be able to do it even under the threat of death, obviously you wouldn't be able to do anything else under the threat of death. So therefore some say that, right. Yeah. So some answer up for this Rashi and say, no, it doesn't mean actually Yehorig Val Yavar, it just simply means that you might, if you don't drink then, you might come to a point where it might lead to a situation of being in a situation of dying of thirst. Meaning it's a dangerous situation, but not a death, a life or death situation yet. That's the way to kind of shift away from the proof that a Rashba brings.
And that would be Morrison.
So Maris Ayin,
then without it quite right. not being at the level.
So then you would not be allowed to do it because of a Maris Ayin concern.
Okay.
Yes. So that is.
If it was a life and death situation, you could do it.
That would be
the,
right. So we would pass, be passing against that Rashba, and that's the way that you would shift out of that Gemara. But it still it lends some pretty significant heaviness, weight to the situation. So then there's one more shita that's out there, the Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbeinu Yonah, kasav umishum avodah zarah shebi'ir ein leser leilich sham, that because of avodah zarah in the city, not prohibited to walk there. Elamayri sha'osin yirid biyom ha'ed v'lefisha ha'goyim miskapsim mikam makomus, that they're making a fair on that day, on the day of the holiday, and there's many goyim that are gathering there from many different places. V'holchem sham aser shelo yehi nir ke'echar mehem, so you can't go on that day, but it looks like you're one of them going in for this fair on this holiday. Holech sham l'schora u'lechavid avodah zarah, that you're going there for business, to do business with, and to honor, and in honor of the avodah zarah. Aval b'ir she'osin shel sham yom eid, if ain holchem sham mishar makomus, but if it's just a holiday in that city, but you don't have hordes of people coming in for a celebration, then we don't find that it should be prohibited. And that is also the maskana of the rush. So already, that's already kind of takes the Sunday issue out. I mean, that you're going to have hordes of people coming into one place in a city in America, I'm not sure it really applies. One could see such a thing. Well, Islam probably doesn't qualify for the avodah zarah aspect, but those kinds of pilgrimages are, I assume, in the Far East, what we refer to as the Far East.
The Hajj or whatever.
Right, so the Hajj, but that's technically not a avodah zarah. That's technically not a avodah zarah.
Yeah, but wouldn't they, even if you went, they would think that you're, if you went at that time, they would think you're going to...
But is it...
It's not a avodah zarah.
Yeah, it's not necessarily
a avodah zarah. And then you'd have to deal with...
Now, there is, remember that came out in the news a few months ago, during the Hajj, there was this bridge collapse, and thousands of people died. Remember, so that actually sounded like a pretty... They throw stones at these idols, it sounds like. It sounds very much like Marculus, but it probably isn't, because they don't actually believe that those stones are a god, but it sounds like very, very strange what they were doing.
They have pilgrimages to Bethlehem for
right.
a certain time of year.
Right.
Yeah.
So to get in an Eged bus, and I don't know if Eged buses go to Bethlehem, but if to take a cab to Bethlehem on December 24th could be very problematic under these circumstances. That's a good Lamaisa application. So don't do it. Don't go
so
to Bethlehem, Nazareth,
the city that has a boat is already in it. What are the Jews doing living there?
So how do we get there? And doesn't mean you're not allowed to visit there, because we could see scenarios where these things would come up. So for that, we'll take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is not going to quite give the answer. The Shach somewhat helps out. And I think we end up okay. So Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Mem Tes Sif Aleph. So it says over there in Kufim Tesif Aleph, Ir She'osim Ba Yurid B'Yom Chagam. So if you have a city where they're making a carnival on the day of their holiday, Va'ovdi Kochavim Miskapzim Mikam Mekomos, and the non-Jews are gathering there from many places, V'Holchim Sham L'Chavar Avodas Kochavim, they're going there to honor the Avodas Kochavim. He's using the sounds like the language of the Rabbeinu Yonah, but. Mutter leilech chutzola v'asu lechanis besocha. So you're allowed to go to the outside, not allowed to go to the inside. You can go to the outskirts of the city, but you shouldn't go in the city. However, if the celebration was outside the city, ha'isa chutzola mutter lechanis besocha. Then you'd be allowed to go inside, because nobody's going inside, everyone's going outside. Okay. Ha'holech b'makom l'makom, aser lavor ba, im haderech miyuchala. To go from place to place, you wouldn't be allowed to go in that direction. It says the high, if that is the one place that road leads to, the hainu she'ain over me osi early iracharis, as if to say that it doesn't go to another city. So the truth is that would cancel out most situations in America. Now that we have an interstate highway system, I don't think there's any city that wouldn't qualify as this, but still. we're still left with this issue. What do you mean not to live, not to visit, not to go to a city just because it simply has a avodah zarah in it? So the Rambam himself was bothered by this, and the Rambam always somewhat puts a little bit of a knock because he didn't live in these places. Right,
yeah.
Right. So the Rambam in the Peirush HaMishnayos says as follows. Don't worry. You don't have to look up in the Rambam Peirush HaMishnayos because the Shach quotes the Rambam Peirush HaMishnayos verbatim in Sif Aleph. So the Shach says, "Kasav Rambam Peirush HaMishnah." In his commentary on that Mishnah, he says, "V'lefichach yodei lecha shekol ir shel uma ovedes kuchavim."
So sorry, we're.
The Shach, Kufmem Tes Sif
Aleph. Oh, it comes on Tash. Okay, sorry. Looking
at the wrong side. So the Rambam said, L'fichach yudei lecha shekol ir shel uma ovedes kuchavim shiyi lehem lebeis tvila shehu beis avos kuchavim b'li safek osai ir asur laverba b'kavana v'kol shekein l'durba. If you have a city where the non-Jews live there, and they have shekol ir shel uma avos kuchavim. Now, the entire city, the way he quotes it, shekol ir shel uma. Any city, all cities of nations of avodah zarah that have a beis tefila, have a church in it, which is a church of avodah zarah, that city you're not allowed to go to. The kol shekein ladurba, and certainly not allowed to live there. Aval. However, nowadays, where we're stuck under their hands, we're subjugated to them because of our sins, and we live in their lands, anusim, we are forced to. What is that? This is actually a fulfillment of a pasuk in Devarim. In the beginning of Devarim, Hashem warns that you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael and everything is going to be fine, and then you're going to go bad and you're going to be exiled, and you're going to go to other lands, and you're going to worship other gods. Really? We're going to go? That sounds pretty bad. That's what he says. And the Rambam says, this is a fulfillment of that pasuk. The mere fact that you're forced to live in cities where avodah zarah takes place is a fulfillment of the pasuk of that you're serving other gods that were made by man out of wood and stone. V'imayir dina kain. Kavachomer beisavos kuchavim atzma shu asur lanu kimat liroso v'chol shekein l'chanisbon. If that's the din for the city, certainly the church itself, we wouldn't be allowed to go in. We shouldn't even look at it. It's even difficult to look at. Certainly, we shouldn't actually go in. So the Rambam, in seemingly the Shach also, you want to call that a heter? Not sure you want to call it a heter or not. He says that that's what can you do? We have to live, and that, those are the places that we live, and it's a fulfillment of pasuk and devarim about worshiping other gods. No. So that pasuk is not explicitly about that. That pasuk sounds like you're going to go into exile and do avodah zarah. This isn't pshat in that pasuk.
Who's the rabbi that said that? Maybe you told us the story that Tel Aviv was a great holy city because there was no avodah zarah there. I remember somebody said that.
I heard that.
Some rabbi said.
I think.
At least initially.
I think I heard that on a shir from Rabbi Moshe Weinberger, that one of the rebbes, maybe the Belzer Rebbe, specifically went to Tel Aviv. In the beginning, a lot of rebbes went to Tel Aviv rather than Yerushalayim, because there was no avodah zarah in Tel Aviv, and all the avodah zarah was in Yerushalayim. I think I heard the comment from him. I actually noticed that, anyways. Right.
I would say so. Yeah. I spent the Shabbos there once.
So that's Shach A. So Asur Lavor, and not to go there. So the Shach then goes ahead and quotes the Rashba. Kasa Tor B'Shem HaRashba, the Efshar Afilu Al Iske Rabim, Afilu Al Pikuach Nefesh, Asur Lichanis Bel Kedabrin Gabe Mayan. You're not allowed to go there, as we said, by that Mayan, right? That was the water coming out of the idol that you're not supposed to drink, because it looks like you're banging down, etc. Aval Haran Cholik, the Sakanus Nefashos Shari, right? The Ran disagrees. It says by Sakanus Nefashos it's okay. The Lo Dami LaMayan, because it doesn't look like the Mayan. The Nira Ka'oved, which it looks like you're actually worshiping. Masha'in Kein Hacha She'inu Nira El Kaholei Chlavod. He says, this is different than the Mayan. The Mayan, we gave a different sidestep before, but that we didn't understand necessarily what it meant because of death. But the Ran says, no, it is a situation of life and death. But when you talk about taking a drink from the Mayan, it looks like you're bound down and doing Avodah Zarah. When you go to a church or church grounds to go talk to save someone's life, and etc., it doesn't look like you're doing Avodah Zarah. It looks like you're going to Avodah Zarah, which... that is Marasayin. It looks like you're doing Marasayin of Marasayin. So you're a little bit of a step removed. So therefore, in a regular case of, you need to go to the property in order to save someone's life. So the Ran says that would be permissible. Then he says, Ve'efshar, Ode, and maybe even more so, the Af B'mayun, that even the Mayan itself, Hichat Ika Sakana Vaday Shari. Oh, this is what we mentioned before. That by the Mayan itself, where there is a Sakana, right? Certainly, it should be permissible. Kevin she'enu ela mishum marasayin. It's only marasayin. Oh, it doesn't give the answer. So I think the continuation of that is why would that be? The reason why that would be is because maybe that case that's talking about in the Gar isn't an actual case of sakanas nefashos. It's one step removed. Okay. So where are we now? So we're living in these cities. The Rambam gave us a yellow light. Be cautious. But what can you do? You got to be there. But it's still a little difficult to work with. So Sif Beis then goes on to say, "Bamedvar mamurim ba'ach Sinai." What are we talking about by a guest? All these prohibitions apply to a guest. Aval ben ir mutter v'im holich b'shaira mutter. But a person who actually lives there is permissible for him. And if you're going on a caravan, so that's permissible for him as well.
Wouldn't that be like taking a bus today? Bunch of people going
there. Okay. What exactly is the reason that this caravan is mutter? Because the caravans go to all these different places. That's what the tour says. The caravan goes to. So I think what that means is not necessarily because the caravan means that caravans go from place to place to place and you're stuck along. Now a bus doesn't necessarily do that. A bus goes from Yerushalayim to Bethlehem, right? And so if you go in one direction, you're generally not fine. So the Shach just comments on that.
Trains often go to different places. They stop along the way.
Okay.
So
aval mish, so the Shach comments aval ben ir in Dalid, aval misha einu ben ir asur lichanes l'sham. Right, if you're not a member of the city, you wouldn't be allowed to go there. Afilu Yehudim darim sham, even if there are Jews living there. Kim perish ha rush v'atur v'chasav ha bach shekei nikr. And the Bach says, yeah, that's the halacha. The chasav. We're in the Shach, right? If you're a ben ir, you're allowed to go, but if you're not a ben ir, you're not. However, then he continues on and says, "V'chasav dafil Yehudim rabim kigun shlosha udala darim shamaser." Even if there's a lot of Jews there, what's a lot of Jews? Three or four. There's three or four Jews living there. Aser v'lo talinan deladaber im ezi Yehudi nichanes. And people aren't going to say, "Oh, he must be going to talk to Shmerul Beryl, Yankel, or the other, or Jack." Mihu, however. Nira dehecha the darim sham minyan. If there's a minyan of Jews there, afilu leka minyan bali batim. Even if there's not a minyan of ten households, elaim narim umisharsim kal ikre vishari. But with children, you can kind of put together a minyan or quasi have a minyan. So that's called a kahal. That's no longer just called a few Jews that happen to live in the city, and then it would be okay. So that seems to be a pretty, pretty big kula, right? What the Shach seems to be saying is that what are we talking about as a problem when there's one Jew that lives in the city? So what are the chances of going to talk to that one Jew? But if there's a Jewish community there, so then that removes the Marasayim. So this was common, by the way. This was in Europe. It was not unusual that there was one Jew that lived in the city, or a few Jews that lived in the city. In the United States as well. Yeah, and I think even like in Moscow, like big cities like Moscow, there was like the one Jew that was allowed to live there or something. So, But places that actually have a community, so then it sounds like it would be okay. But our Bethlehem case before, right? I don't know if there's 10 Jews that live in Bethlehem. I mean, other than the Chabad guy.
Probably. There you go. Yeah, probably not. How many does he count for?
The high Yeshur Matir and Behudim Darim Sham Vigam Rabbeinu Yerucham Mevi'im Velo Hevi Sharash Cholik Aleim Ayin Sham. And you don't necessarily see anybody disagrees with that. So perhaps that is a big clue to rely on.
That if there's a community,
where
it will seem that you're going to visit them.
Right. Right now, this the Ramah then continues on and talks about the chatzer of the Avodas Kochavim. This is an issue. This comes up on. I don't know if anybody here is taking a stray boots tour. Are you familiar with the stray boots? You need a smartphone. There's this app that gives you guided walking tours of various neighborhoods. It makes it like a scavenger hunt. So my wife and I have done a few of these, and all of them that we have done. Yes, all of them that we have done has one stop in a church or in the church cemetery. Right, so in order to get the answer to that clue, we generally have to invoke Wikipedia and not actually find the actual artifact that we're supposed to find. What is the issue? So we did a couple of weeks ago. We did one downtown by the Iratika, and it takes you by the Christ Church, right, where Benjamin Franklin hung out. So there actually is a court. Have you been there? Have you seen it? Right? There is a way to go through the grounds. There is a way to go around the grounds. So is it permissible to go through the grounds? So says the Rama, Chatzer shel avodas kochavim, yesh orim the dino ki'ir shel avodas kochavim. That the Chatzer avodas kochavim, that would be like the city of avodas kochavim. Now, we, because of that shach, have kind of been able to strike out the ir shel avodas kochavim issue by saying, oh, well, in America at least, any place that you would be going, a Jew would be going, there'd be Jews there. Although one could even, conceiving now, yeah, that's when you actually want to go to the city. But what about your driving to go skiing someplace and you're up in Vermont someplace, like other than Bernie Sanders, I'm not sure who you're finding in some of these places. Maybe it is a little bit more problematic. All right, other than Bernie.
I don't know if that's
yeah.
Yeah, all right, there you go.
I don't know. One can perhaps, if one goes to some outer reaches, one could perhaps conceive of some of these halachas coming back into play. So yesh om dino ki'ir shel avodas kochavim. So some say that that's like the ir of avodas kochavim. And you don't have 10 Jews that are living on these church grounds, so perhaps these halachas come back into play. Vizman she'ina ovdi kochavim miskabtsim sham, so that actually becomes a right. So if remember, our only prohibition that we have is going in on their holidays. But if it's not their days when they're not gathering, perhaps it's okay. So v'yesh omrim, however, so that's the tour b'shem Rabbeinu Yonah v'arash v'yesh omrim to bechol inyan aser. Now we assume that that's not allowed. Yimein derech over bo l'makom acher, unless it's clear that you're going someplace else. Aval kashen derech ibur bo l'makom acher l'chuli alma mutter. But if you want to go through there to get someplace else, and it's clear you're going someplace else, so that would be mutter, right? So we pointed this came up a couple weeks ago in a slightly different context, but we pointed out that that applies with this church right here down the block. For those of us that live on that side, on this side of Manoa, which is me and Norm, and maybe one or two others. So if to get from Rock Glen to our house, unless one wants to walk all the way around, so it's faster to walk over the property. So it is. So it seems like here that would be permissible. However, he adds in, if you could find another way that's short like it. Well, I don't know if you can find another way that's short like it, then why would you be, right? So there's a little, figure out what is the extent that this Midas Chasidus goes, but one can, but there maybe is a midas chasidus to avoid it, unless it's going to be a major hindrance. I would add in this one might be a little bit more makil because there are other that school building on that property is not Christian at all. That's a totally secular school.
It used to be, but it's a totally secular school.
So perhaps that maybe makes a greater grounds for leniencies to walk across that that big parking lot.
Didn't we have discussions about it nowadays?
So, It's not a vote of czar for them, it's a vote of czar for us. So with regard, so I think this would be in the category of, well, it looks like the Jew is going ahead and doing it. It's not that we're benefiting from what they're doing. It looks like we're doing it. If it looks like we're doing it, I think all of the halachas will then come and fall back into play. Okay, so we'll stay here in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Yeah, okay, I'm going to just get to the end of the sif this way. So, holchem li yirid. So one is permitted to go to the fair. So this gets into paying taxes. And often the taxes would wind their way, either directly or maybe not as directly, into the hands of the Avodah Zarah itself. So the Shulchan Aruch says, holchem li yirid, if you're going to the fair of the Kuchavim, v'lochem mehem behema, avadim v'shvachos u'batim, v'sados, v'chramim, v'chosev u'mala barkos shalahem. So one can, if you're going there, you're permitted and you're going to purchase things, so you're allowed to use their arkos. You're allowed to use their court, their, whatever, however they're working it out, you're permitted to use it. So why? Because otherwise you're going to lose it. That's the only way.
So what are we doing here?
You're making a purchase, this is not yet the issue of taxes. This is, you're just making a purchase. So you're allowed to use their arkos. You're allowed to use their, courts, literally courts, but one could even translate, you're not necessarily going to court to buy something. You could use their mechanism of their mercantile exchanges for our benefit. It says, "Bamed var mamurim belokeach mi bal habayis." When is that allowed, though? Only when you buy from a bal habayis. She'enu nosein meches, that he's not paying his taxes. Aval, for better or for worse. Aval halukeach shab min hategri. If you actually buy from a merchant, aser mifneishu nosim meches. Plus they're paying taxes. Va'af im yanichu lo hameches aser. And even if he leaves out the taxes, it's also aser. Plus you're benefiting from it. Va'meches leilim. And that tax goes to non-Jews. Okay, what's going on here? So the first step is that you're allowed to purchase things. You're even allowed to go to their arkos, provided you buy from a bal habayis. What do you mean buying from a bal habayis? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah seems to have a stira in two brises. One brisa seems to say that, oh, you're allowed to go to the fairs and buy things from somebody who's selling things there. And another brisa says that you're not. So how do you put it together? So the Gemara says, oh, one's talking about the bal habayis and one's talking about a merchant. The assumption of that, the underlying assumption is that merchants, the government is keeping tabs on and they're paying all their taxes, while a bal habayis, for whatever reason, is not. Legally, illegally, seems like he's not, whatever reason, he's not paying his taxes.
Are they collecting taxes? Like nowadays, if you go to a merchant, you pay the sales tax.
Right.
Is that what this is about?
Yeah. You pay right, but their sales tax.
Your friend next door, you definitely charge.
Right, but there's, but in those days, a sales tax wasn't to go for free kindergarten.
No, of course,
it was. It was to go for.
No separation of church and state. So.
Yeah, the churches so ran the fairs. Yeah,
correct.
Right.
Correct. So you're going directly there. So number one is, one problem is you're going to pay a tax, and that tax is going to go to Avodah Zarah. The second thing is that the Ramah says, and even if he releases you from the tax, what's going on there? So there the Gemara has this little, also another brisa, where if the priest would call out, anybody who like waves this hadas or something would then be exempt from taxes. So you are then benefiting from Avodah Zarah. So you have a problem, A, of supplying for the Avodah Zarah, and B, you're benefiting from the well wishes or actions that the priest asks you to do, so that also you're not allowed to do. So to buy from any place where there's going to be some, where there either is going to be or there could be, or I mean, theoretically could be, but they're exempting you from taxes that will wind its way into the church, so that seems to be problematic.
Now, are the all the vendors at this place, are they all Gentiles, or do we know, or do we care?
I'm not sure it matters if there's taxes being collected and given to the... Then he adds in, then he also quotes, also from the Gemara, Avar v'lachach behema noshar parsusas. So let's say you violated the din and you bought an animal. So what should you do? You're not allowed to benefit from it. So what should you do? And this, I've been like walking with a limp the rest of the day after reading this. Noshar parsuseha me'arkova ulamata. You should cut its leg from the, the knee. There's a term for it in animals that I wrote down. The hock.
Oh, yeah.
from the hock and downwards. That is going to, that is, so that has the advantage of making the animal not a trefa, but it also is going to make the animal not very useful.
You'll have to butcher it.
Yeah. So v'im ksos, and if you buy clothing, v'keim lakach yirkavo, you should uproot it. You should get rid of them. Right. Lakach mos v'kli mateichus, if you bought money or you bought metal, yulicham yam hamelach. Actually, you throw in yam hamelach because otherwise you're going to be benefiting from an avodah zarah. Lakach eved lomalav v'lomaridim. Then if you buy a slave, so I don't know. You don't just leave him alone.
So this is talking if you bought it and you paid the tax.
Right.
I think pretty well known that Jews used to go to these fairs in Europe.
So hold on. So that's the next sif. So comes the next sif and says, Im hameches hu lekohanim, v'ochlim, let's say the tax...
They're kohanim.
You don't have quotes. That's right. Joel, you don't have to be insulted. That's only going to the kohanim, not the levim this time. So it's going to the kohanim. V'ochlim v'shosim. And they are eating, and they are... But it's not going to the kohanim for them to bring karbanos. It's going to the kohanim for them to eat and drink. So then, for them to eat and drink. V'ein konami menu lo takrovasi lilim lo noya mutter. And you're not buying karbanos from it, nor are they buying decorations for it, so then it's going to be mutter. So that's probably the assumption that we would, Jews were going to these fairs all the time, because that's probably what most of it was going for. It was going to enrich the church rather than actually bring their sacrifices. And he says, and then the Rama adds in,
so
just
mutter?
That's permissible, yeah. And says the Rama adds in for good measure, v'stam yirid bizman hazeh mutter. That the standard fare bizman hazeh is going to be permissible. The stam alav levos kochavim hu, because most of them are not for avodah zarah. So b'makom shederech ovdei kochavim hamochrim lomar v'od. How do you read that line? That in a place where the way of the non-Jew sellers say, "Va'od pashat le'aloha mutter liktos b'menu, efshar shiritnu lani ovdei kochavim." Yeah, I think right. That's what my impression as well. Something seems to be missing here. The Fshar sheet. Okay, but I think he's saying even if it's clearly written out for the avodah zarah, it's still permissible because it goes to the poor of the avodah zarah. So to give to the Salvation Army seems like from this it should be okay. Aval im mefarish behedilos chamshul. But if they say, that must be it. I guess the word is afilu. That even if they say that it's going towards the avodah zarah, it's going towards support for our, I keep hearing ads on the radio for Catholic charities. I guess their big fundraising season is today. So even if it's going to go there, so it sounds like it should be okay because it's really going to the poor people. About imefarish behedya levos chacham, but if they explicitly say that we're giving it to avodah zarah, o sheyadur, it's known, shehu levos chachavim, o sheomer lekadesh ploni, or they say, I'm hereby being sanctifying it to this avodah zarah, so asur liknos v'menus. Then you wouldn't be allowed to buy it from them because you know that the money in that case is going to words of avodah zarah. Okay, the shach here in Yud Aleph quotes from the Maharik, Dafka hecha sheyotza machis shel Yisrael avodas kochavim. That's specifically where the tax is going from the Jew to the non-Jew. Aval hecha shehaya meches mekdam. What?
Mikis
shel Yisrael avodas kochavim. Aval hecha shehaya meches mekdam. Below a yukonumi menu, and then that where it already was there, and not actually acquiring it from the Jew, shum davar. I guess there was like an entry fee; they had to pay an amount up front, and they get you're not giving them any more to avodah zarah to buy from them. V'achra kam sarva amar Shmos Hayehudim Yutan Lavodus Kochavim, Vamnam Lo Hosifu Ala Yehudim Mishvil Kain, Lifro Yosri Masha Hayupor Mikadem, Mutta, Shareinu Yotzi Mechisa Shal Yisrael, El Mechisa Shal Asar, Asher Mechashalo. He says, even if the non Jews then up the price, they say, oh, I see you had good business today, I'm going to take more money, so that's going to be permissible, because the Jew didn't give to the Avodah Zarah, the Jew gave to the merchant. And then, just because the owner of the fair, whoever was running the fair, decided to change the rules at the last minute and decided to take a little bit more money for themselves, and now they're getting more Jewish money, that's okay, because the Jew wasn't really giving it to taxes, the Jew was giving it to the merchant, and then it was a deal.
Unless they speak out something that
unless
that
it was announced
us into about a czar again.
Unless when the Jew was giving the money, a portion of that money was going to Avodah Zarah, then it would be a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
One more sifir. Yisrael aholich liyirid shemokrim shami lilam. Let's say he goes to the fair where they actually sell the getchkas. Mm-hmm. And the things needed for it, asur lisa v'litino. That you shouldn't do business with. So to go into a Avodah Zarah store is not okay. Sha'anu omrim elilim mecher v'dmei elilim b'yad Yisrael asur. Because for we'll say that he was buying elilim, v'demei elilim v'yadi, and the money of elilim, because people will think that he was selling elilim or was in business with these idols, and money of the idols in the hand of the Jew is prohibited. Aval mutu lisi v'litin ima ovi kochavim shahalach sham. But to talk to a non-Jew who went there and do business with a non-Jew who is coming from there, so that would be permissible. That is okay. You don't have an issue of maris ayin there. When I first moved to Arizona, one of the first things you do is you have to get a driver's license, right? So I went to the driver's license. I went to get the DMV, where you actually get a driver's license that expires when you turn 65. You have your expiration. My expiration date is like 2040 or something. So 2045. So you don't have to renew it, right? You don't have to renew it till then. Yeah.
So it's still valid.
Yeah, no, because when you have to surrender it to get a different state.
Oh, sure, right, when you come here. Yeah, right.
But yes. But
otherwise it would be.
Otherwise it would be, yes.
Wow.
It's good to live in red states sometimes. So I asked him, I said, I moved here to be a rabbi. Where do I get the little thing that says that I'm a clergy member? He looks at me like, what are you talking about? Whenever you go to hospitals, there's a spot for clergy members. So how are you supposed to know that I'm a clergy member? Don't I get like a special license plate or something? Uh-huh. And he looks at me and says, I think you get those at church stores. Anybody can just come buy a clergy license plate. So I never actually went, but I passed by a few of them and wondered, should I be going in there and getting my thing? All right, let's stop here.